Bless your name, because you are a good God. Lord, where would we all be had it not been for your grace? We thank you for your mercies. Your word tells us your mercies are new every morning. We thank you for your provision, Lord, how faithfully you provide. Lord, when we have nothing, you step in and you provide. Thank you for your grace. Lord, we could have died long back. Many of us, Lord, we don't know how we have managed to come this far. Lord, thank you for bringing us this far. Lord, even as we look back, we see the ups and downs of this year. And Lord, because of you, we have faith and hope of tomorrow. Because of you, Lord, we can come today and say thank you for your many blessings. We give you praise and honor this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Special welcome to my friends from Sparkless, Katie and the family. It's really great to have you worshiping with us today. We pray that God's blessing over your life as you spend time with us. Great to see you, Cameron, and your sisters. I'm going to invite Ade, who's going to do something quickly, and then we'll continue with our service. Ade and Eva, they're going to come and minister to us.
Pastor Honesty's asked us to sing a song. I don't know if you have the words, Peter, but he's asked for us to sing it and then for you all to join in afterwards. Okay? It's called You Deserve the Glory.
You deserve the glory and all the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and all the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. Cause you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Can we have the words? Okay. I hadn't heard this song before. Maybe some others know it. You don't have them. Okay. Okay.
You deserve the glory and all the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and all the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. Cause you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Okay, we'll test you next time, okay? Merry Christmas.
Thank you. For the past 4 weeks, we've been expecting Christmas, and Advent time is a time of expectancy, where we're expecting something to come and break forth. And so we've been lighting each candle, looking forward to that day, day dawning, when Jesus, the light of the world, would come into the world. And so today I'm going to ask Richard to light the fourth candle of the arrival of Jesus. And as he's doing that, I'm going to ask Brother Prince if you could just lay that table for me. We're going to talk for a few minutes about the whole issue of preparation for Christmas. I don't know about you, I like to do my Christmas last minute. So on the 24th, I'm running around trying to find. I still haven't packed Debbie's present, don't tell her. And so I'm still trying to get everything together, trying to juggle it up in my mind. Have I missed somebody? I've forgotten to write all the Christmas cards, so you all haven't received the Christmas card from me, because I haven't done it last night. So I'm still having to go on and do that. So what do I need? I'm going to ask you to help me this morning with all the things that I need to make it a perfect Christmas. What do I need? We're going to make a perfect Christmas today. Okay, I think I need some decorations. Thank you for helping me. We're going to have some decorations. We need a Christmas tree. What else do we have to have? We need to have a Christmas tree. That's some food. I like my jack chicken, so I've got some chicken. Just in case. For Christmas here, you can't go wrong. I've got my chicken. That's nice. So you need to have some chicken. Yeah, chicken. I'm going to have some chicken in there. Some sweets for children. Yeah. You're going to give them sweets. This is going to be a perfect Christmas. Yeah, just shove them. Presents, yeah. What else? Oh, stockings. Yeah, you got to have stockings. And the tinsel as well, to make it all nice and bright. That's it. What else? Some bells. What have you got there? Yeah. Yeah, bells. My favorite, Christmas pudding. Okay. That's it. Christmas tree, everybody's a big That's it. I like a good drink on Christmas Day. You better have some drink. That's it. You better have some drink in there. Wow. And it's all for, I think I've got a pack of Christmas now, isn't it? Yeah? That's it, yeah. Happy Christmas. And you know what we do. But there's still one thing missing. I feel like I've forgotten something. It's still going, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like I've forgotten something here. What have I forgotten? Jesus. And you know, it's so true because many of us, we actually miss Jesus in the busyness of life. And some of us are still missing Jesus right now. That Jesus is the reason for Christmas. Jesus is the reason why we celebrate Christmas. And so it's easy for us to fill our life with all the partying and all the eating, the drinking, the glitter, the presents, the Christmas card, the exchange of everything, and still miss Jesus, the reason for Christmas. And I want to encourage you this Christmas as we eat, as we celebrate, to bring to mind the reason why Jesus came. You know, we celebrate glory to God in the highest and peace on earth. Jesus came because there was bad news. He came because we were in a dire situation. We needed some help. And so the reason why we rejoice at Christmas, the reason why we celebrate and lift our hands, is because Jesus managed to come and reconcile us with the Father. And you know, it will be sad. If when I receive my presents this afternoon, I'm hoping, faith is a good thing, hope is a good thing. When I receive my present, if I get caught up on the wrapping, Debbie does very nice wrappings, and I love the wrapping. But I say to her, I don't care how well you've wrapped it, get in there, I gotta get into the present, to the real thing that matters. You know, and so many times we get caught up on the outside of the thing, and forget the crux of the whole matter. Jesus came so that you and I might have life and have it to the full. He came because you and I were headed for hell. We were literally on a train that was going to hell. We had no peace. We had no hope. That we had no hope at all within us. And He came and He says, I will give you hope. And so I want to encourage you this Christmas to make Jesus the main thing. Let Him be at the center of everything that you do. You know, if we had put Jesus first, He would have actually managed to have room in there. Everything would have actually come around Him. But He would have been at the center. And I'm praying that this Christmas, for you and for me, Jesus will be at the center. As we exchange presents, we will have that understanding that Jesus was the first gift that God gave to us because we needed that gift. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are the best present I'll ever have. Thank you that all the presents I'm going to get today, hopefully, however good they are, thank you that you, without you, they are all nothing. That they will all come and pass away. But yet, Lord, when I have received you as my Lord and Savior, your word tells me that I will have a hope and a future. A hope and a future that is good. Not just some hope in the future. And so I pray in Jesus' name, help me today. Help my brothers and sisters, those that do not know you. Help them to find you, Lord Jesus. Because it is in knowing you, Lord Jesus, that only will our lives make sense. And only will it give our lives purpose. And so we pray, be with all the celebrations. Be with all the exchanging of gifts, O God. Be at the center of it all, we pray. We also pray, Father, conscious that Christmas is not always a good time for many people. Even though we come and celebrate, we are aware, for whatever reason, some of us, maybe they've lost their loved ones. Maybe they've gone through a difficult time. We pray, may the peace that only you give, the peace that you said, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Father, may it come alongside each and every person who's hurting today. Those that feel lonely, Father, may you come alongside them and give them the embrace of the Lord. May they know, O God, of your love, how much you love them. Lord, that they are not defined by anything, O God, by the food or the people around them or the things they do. But may they know that they are rooted in you. They are defined by the love that you have for them. And so we give you all the glory and all the honor. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you.